Okay, so we're up to Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. So says the Mishnah as follows. Let's say, so I use the money from the Machzor Shekel, right? That's what that was the Truma. Right? They took it out and they used that for the communal offerings. Then they had the money that was left over and that could be used to pay for all the things that the previous Mishnah had discussed. But let's say, says Mishnah Gimel, Mosar Shiyari Halishka Mehayu Osin Bahen. What do they do when they had funds of the surplus, right, of the remainder of what was left? So in other words, they had used they took the truma amounts from the general chamber, then they had all the extra money and they used it to buy what was listed in the previous Mishnah, but then they had even more money left over from there. So therefore, what did they do? Lokhin bahen yinos shemanim uslasos, says the Mishnah, they would buy some wines, oils, and some fine flour, and then they sold these people, they sold these things to people who needed the supplies for various offerings and the like. And then hasachar lehekdesh, the profits of these sales would belong to the temple, and they'd be able to use that to buy other things in the base of English. Rabbi Yishmael, that's Rabbi Yishmael. Say Rabbi Kiva, Omer Rabbi Kiva says, "Ein mistakrin et mishal hekdesh." Says that doesn't make any sense. We don't do any business with funds that belong to the temple treasury. Why? Because it's just like a chutzpah. Who does business with money that belongs to the base of English? That is just a very bizarre practice. And furthermore, we also don't do any sort of business with the charity funds. And the reason why over here, the charity funds specifically for the poor, and the reason why is because those funds need to be kept available. So we don't do those two things with this extra money. With that said, we now continue into Mishnah Dalet. So Mishnah Dalet now wants to know, what about all the funds that were extra from that which was taken out of the Machzor Shekel? So again, so we have this general pile of all the collected money, and then they would take out money from here three times throughout the year. So let's say they use that money and they bought all the communal offerings that was necessary, but then Mosar Truma Mehayu Osinba, they had extra money left over from the Truma funds. So what did they do with it? Rikuei Zahav Tzipoi Leves Kachei Gleshem. So one opinion says they would use these funds to buy gold, and this was hammered into like a plating, and that was there then used to cover the walls, the floor, and the ceiling of the Kodesh HaKodashim. That's the first perspective in this Mishnah. But then continues the Mishnah as well as Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Mosar HaPeros. First, Rabbi Shmuel says, remember those extra fruits, the wines and the oils and the breads that we bought from the last Mishnah? So first he says that Mosar HaPeros, the profits that were earned, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Mosar HaPeros, Rabbi Shmuel says that the money that was earned from these fruits that were sold, that's Lakitza Mizbeach, you use that extra money to buy communal offerings for the dessert of the altar, meaning that what happened was that some days there were not so many korbanos brought, and they don't like to leave the mizbeach just without any korbanos for a long time, so they would use this extra money to buy these ola korbanos to be brought on days when there aren't many korbanos being brought, so that the mizbeach should not be left sort of standing, not having any korbanos on it. Mosar truma lechlei shareis, and says Rabbi Shmuel, the extra money, the surplus truma funds, those are used to buy what we'd call klei shareis, like service vessels, bowls and the like, that are used sort of in preparing some of the korbanos. Then Rabbi Akiva says, Mosar truma lekeitz hamizbeach, the extra truma funds are used to buy communal offerings for what we called last time the dessert of the altar, right? So the extra money from the truma funds, right, that's what's used to buy these extra ola offerings, because again, according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't have this extra peros money, because he said we don't do business like that. So yeah, so according to Rabbi Akiva, we use the extra truma money for the dessert of the mizbeach, for these extra ola offerings that are brought on days when there's not many korbanos happening, and most are nesachim. And all the surplus wines, he says, and oils and fine flour that were bought by the temple for all the communal nesachim offerings, but they're extra. So for these, so with this, they would sell all of these, and then the klei shareis, the funds from those sales were used to buy the klei shareis extra service vessels, if necessary, the vessels that were used in the korbanos, making or preparing korbanos. Finally, Rabbi Hanani ben Skana Kohanim Omer, Rabbi Hanani, Skan HaKohen, Skan of the Kohanim, says, Mosar Nesachim L'Kitzam Ezbeach, the money that was from the surplus of the Nesachim is used to buy, the Ketz Mizbech, the dessert of the altar, those extra offerings. And Mosar HaTrumah LeKlish HaRis, the extra money from the Trumah funds that's left over, that is used to buy the Klish HaRis, the service vessels. And Zev Vazeh Lo HaYumodim BaPeros, neither Rabbi Kiva nor Rabbi Chananeh Skana Kohanim, neither of them agree with Rabbi Shmuel with regard to what was, the Mosar HaPeros, the profits of the fruits, right? You had the extra money that was left over after all those secondary things like the city walls and the like. So he had extra money still left over. So he then said he should buy all the fruits and whatever, the oils and such. And then you would sell that, and then the money you make for that, that could be used, to by the Ketz HaMizbech, the, what we call the dessert of the altar, the extra oil offerings. So says the Mishnah that neither Rabbi Kiva nor Rabbi Chananeh Skana Kohanim agree with Rabbi Shmuel regarding this Mosar HaPeros, this fruit of the prophets. They both say that you don't do business with temple funds by buying and selling supplies. That's not what we do. Therefore, according to them, there are no Mosar HaPeros and to be used for the Ketz HaMizbech, for the dessert of the altar. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey.